Hello and welcome to the 2023 Christmas special of the Squadcast. Thank you to everybody for tuning back in once again. Murphy, you are here, as
Hello,
always.
Hello, Craig. Yeah, I'm here.
In the nice possible weather, you're not the news today.
No, I'm not.
No, because we've been outshone by our guest, guest host.
Yep.
Guest host, would you like to introduce yourself for the Squadcast?
Hi, I'm Rory, and I've been on the Squadcast quite a lot recently, asking a lot of questions.
Rory, you've asked more questions this year than I think Murphy and I have asked combined, so thank you for that, because it makes our lives a lot easier.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
First of all, how's your day been?
Excellent. I got a day off of school to come.
Just tell us what you've been in Scotland for a wee bit. You've been dotting around the place. What have you been up to?
I've been down in the gym, meeting all the players. I've also gone and met Franco for a tiny bit.
Now, we asked you this earlier and you said no, but have you picked the team for Friday?
Yeah, he picked the team, not me.
So if and when we win on Friday, it's all you're good? Good. We'll also introduce our Christmas guest, who is very Christmassy for the occasion, we must say. Making his Squadcast debut in, is that a jumper or a shirt? I don't actually know.
A vest tank top?
Anyway, it's George Horn, anyway.
Thank you, guys. Great to be here. Yeah. Christmas special. What a treat.
It's a big honour.
Yeah.
So not only is Rory guest hosting for us, but he's also guest selecting the guests.
Oh, thanks, Rory.
No pressure.
First wee compliment.
You've got Steno to beat from last year's Christmas special.
Yeah, I did. I did actually listen. I've listened to most of them. I did listen to Steno's. He's another big Christmas guy, and I think he did say that I was the most keen on Christmas, which I like to take that crown home. I'm a massive Christmas fan. The family are mad for it, so no, it's nice to get on and looking forward to some questions from the man Rory next to me.
Oh, he's sparked a few off with a few of the questions, a few in the hat as well. We've got the festive hat of Squadcast. So should we just crack on?
Yeah, why not?
All right.
Let's get stuck into it. Roy, do you want to pick it out?
Sure.
You can read Craig's handwriting.
Yeah, that's always a problem.
Which warrior would be the best to dress up as Santa?
Oh, there we go. Kicking off in style.
Oh, nice, George.
Look at that. Seamless link. Well, I think, obviously speaking, the big guys up front, you know, they've got the belly for it, don't they, Rory? So,
yeah.
I won't look directly across from you to my face. He's a bit young. He's still got the youth on his side. So I think Kebble, he's already got the hairdo for it. Yeah. If he just grows out that beard and gets the same highlights in there, he's pretty much all set. He just needs a red suit and he's good to go.
To be fair, we've seen him in a red suit at the awards dinner before. So halfway there.
Velvet.
Always looks good, that guy, doesn't he?
Velvet Very Santa.
So yeah,
it'd be the most stylish Santa I think there's ever been.
He'd have some kind of designer or hype beast.
Some Yeezys on.
Yeah, with it. So yeah, that would be my answer for that. Big Kebs. He's got the lovely highlighted blonde hair. You just need the beard to match.
Well, we're not going to look directly across from Rory, but Murphy, what's your answer here?
I'd have to agree because there's when you look at the squad, there's nobody else you'd pick.
Yeah.
But if you manage to dye Greg Peterson's beard white. He's up there. He's a father too already. He knows how to work it all.
He knows to do.
I can imagine Batty being like bad Santa.
Yeah.
Have you seen? Is there a bad Santa? There's bad Grandpa.
I'm pretty sure
there is a bad
like
Santa
yeah. version.
I think there is, yeah.
Batty just from Al, just a bit rough and ready. That'd be quite funny to watch.
Rough and ready Santa. Rory, come on. What's your answer here?
I would also go with Kebble.
Yeah, he's a safe bet. Yeah, I'm not going to answer because I'm going to run away.
We've gone through Santa. What about elves? I'm not looking across from you, Craig.
That's just so bang on the border. Rory, he's calling you an elf. No, he's not.
Who would you pick in the squad to be an elf for Santa?
Jamie Doby.
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 Ben Afshar, maybe.
Yeah.
Sheba.
Yeah.
Definitely not you, George.
No, I'd probably be number one on the list. Yeah. Little hyper guy, loves Christmas, so I'd be honoured to be an elf, to be honest.
You do say you're the sort of king of Christmas from that side. How early do you get into the Christmas spirit? What's your?
Weirdly, don't go too early. Like, don't go before December. I always find that's a bit, I don't know.
Yeah.
But I mean, I love it. This year, I think we put it up on the weekend, 2 weekends ago. So it was something like the 8th or something. So early December, but
manageable.
Not too early. And yeah, after that, it's like Christmas movie, one each night on the build up. So can't wait to get stuck into one tonight.
Real tree. Fake tree.
Now everyone's going to slag me off as he says he loves Christmas, but I do have a fake tree.
I'm with you on that, though.
I know. Well, I do love it. I love a real tree. We always did get one at home, and then when we first moved to Glasgow. But then when we got Bernie, our little dog, we thought he's either going to rip it down or pee on it. So we thought we'll try a fake one, and he's fine. Doesn't bat an eyelid at it. Yeah. So maybe we'll get a real one in the future.
Yeah. What about yourself, Roy? Real tree, fake tree guy?
In my house, we always use a fake tree.
Nice.
Because I've got a lot of little sisters.
Yeah, and they're same.
And they like climbing
on
it as well.
Try to.
I saw someone had an owl living in their tree.
An owl?
And I think it was in America. Someone for 4 days, a little baby owl. I don't know if they'd cut it down and the owl was living in there, God. But they just found an owl in their tree. So that'd be quite an ornament to have. It's a
bit of a hoot, really. Move on before I start any more puns. All right, Rory, you're up again.
Take your pick.
Pick the three teammates to come to Christmas dinner at your house. Why are you choosing them?
We're back to the food chat on a Tuesday.
Yeah, food chat Tuesday, 5 o'clock.
Oh. Yeah, I know.
Struggling here.
Oh, great question. Is that one of yours?
No.
No.
Oh, that was me getting Murphy in the food chat. Nice. Yeah, it's all good.
Who's that?
Anyone. I'm trying to think who would bring the most to the party.
I mean, I can't look past Steno. I feel like I don't want to answer Steno because me and him are really close pals. I don't want to answer him every time.
Friends.
We're Christmas friends. But he actually, no, Kebble hosted a little get-together on the 23rd. It was Christmas Eve last year. And Steno's just a good guest. He's that guy that brings a lot of stuff. Yeah. So obviously the South Africans love their meat. So... And just great company, you know?
Yeah.
We could just talk all things Christmas.
He does also strike me as the sort of guy that just turns up there, just easy
going,
ready to chat.
Go.
Yeah.
Drunk like quite quickly. Not drunk, but like tipsy.
Things you learn about
quite
our
funny
captain.
To have. Yeah. In the nicest way, obviously merry at Christmas, but he's always good value to laugh at as well.
Was he wearing the same outfit that he was wearing on Saturday night?
He genuinely was, yeah. The blue Christmas suit. He's rolled that out about 3 times now.
He's getting his money's worth.
He's getting his money out of it.
Two-piece Christmas suit.
He's fine. He can take a bit of stick, which is another nice attribute to have. He doesn't take himself too serious. So
nice.
He'd be a good guest.
Nice. Murphy, who's the second?
Second one on the list would be... I'm going to say... Enrique, purely from his Argentine cooking.
Yeah.
Mix it up a bit.
The Argentinian desserts definitely going well, pretty sure.
I know. So, Steffi.
Oh, my God, great shout, yeah.
Yeah, his wife is unbelievable at doing dulce de leche.
We just bring her and leave Enrique.
Leave Enrique.
Steffi, her bacon is...
She's sensational. Genuinely probably one of the best bakers I've ever experienced. And shout out to them because hopefully by the end of the week we'll have a mini... Enrique.
Mini Pioretto.
Yeah.
Christmas baby.
Christmas baby, which would be amazing. But yeah, I'd bring Enrique purely for the food side, I think.
Fair. Rory, George and Murphy both picked one. Who are you picking?
I think I would go with George.
I'm sitting here.
And probably Kyle Stain.
Nice.
He's a really good Christmas person.
Nice.
So the one we probably need to go to is all back to Rory's after this?
Yeah.
Yeah? Yeah. Okay.
How's Mum and Dad's cooking it at Christmas, Rory?
Very good.
Oh,
good answer.
Good.
Clean my plate.
You're not getting cold for Christmas this year.
No.
You've been a good boy. Santa's coming.
Any exciting rugby things on the Christmas list?
Maybe just a rugby top or something.
Nice. Nice.
I got a Dan Carter top. I remember when I was younger, one of my favorite presents ever.
Still fit it?
Probably. I don't know. Carter 10 on the back, the All Blacks tops. He was my favorite player back then, so I remember that.
Nice. Well, not to burst your bubble, but Rory wants to be a back row when he's older.
Do you?
Yeah.
Wow. Who's your favorite player just now?
Seba.
Seba. Nice. He's probably. Pretty much. You ask a lot of boys in the squad, he'd be their favourite.
Yeah.
He's such a good guy. Good player as well.
All right, Rory, dive in again. Let's go.
Take your pick.
What is the best rugby present you've got ever for Christmas?
It's almost like we scripted this.
Wow. Well, mine's just, I can't think of any. I'll go to someone else first. So I can't think of others.
Rugby gift. Probably a pair of boots, you know?
Yeah, nice.
I remember one season, obviously it started in September, I got to December and I was already grown out of them. And I was like, I was begging, I was like, please. and got myself a new pair of boots. But I made sure that they weren't the front row ones with the massive studs. I made sure that they were the small ones that I've actually, so I can move.
The cool ones.
Yeah, the cool ones.
But you something about boots, do you mean?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So what size boots were you on about at this point?
Oh, I don't know, I must have been like 10 and they were size 10. At that point, size 10, 11.
Because, I mean, we are laughing at this, but it was probably one of the most iconic 1872 moments for the last couple of years, where you go through, what, like four pairs of boots in an 1872 game?
Yeah, was that game?
That was two years ago. Yeah.
That's partly due to stud snapping, but yeah. I finished the game with, I think, third set of boots on.
Yeah.
But they were also different colour, so.
So if anybody wants to buy you boots for Christmas, it's probably a good shout.
Three or four pairs would do. But yeah, it was mix and match. But yeah, I'd say my boots were probably the best rugby present I've ever received.
Rory, we're chatty there. What do you reckon?
I think the 1872 Cup game after Christmas on the 30th last year was my best Christmas present I've got.
Well, here you can thank this man to your left. Doing the down my head.
That was a good game. Did you get tickets for the match? So you're at Murrayfield?
Yeah. Yeah.
Pretty good game to come to, wasn't it?
Yeah, I got a thumbs up from Sione Tuipulotu before the game.
Yeah.
Right outside the bus. Wow. And then me and my dad got lucky to see the final score.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. Well, any hopefully
favorite,
more than
any favourite tries from that match?
Probably the Tom Jordan try where they just went running straight down.
George is raging in the corner.
Close. No, that was a good team try. I think that was Seb, wasn't it? Him and Sione made a break, and Tom on his support. So there's a few good ones in that game. That was good.
Good choice.
George, I mean, we can talk to you about your Christmas gift for Dan Carter 10 or that try, but what do you reckon?
Oh, that try was pretty good, I know the games are always class around Christmas. They're such big games, and most of my memories have been pretty bad ones of it. My time, we've not done so well in 1872, but last year was good. Winning both games back to back, and the way we did it at Murrayfield the second time was class.
Yeah, it was a pretty special night as well from that one.
Yeah, agreed.
Dive in, Rory.
Just too used to saying it, aren't
you? I'm just so used to saying it over the last however many weeks we've done this now,
Which teammate would rock a Christmas jumper?
Right. George aside, because George has the evidence.
Well, we had our Christmas party on Saturday.
Oh, you did?
There was some Scrooges in there, though. I'd say most were wearing Christmas jumpers.
Name and shame, come on. I mean, apart from Scrooge tonight, because neither of us are wearing Christmas jumpers.
No, Jack Man came in a shirt. I was like, that's not very festive. Yeah.
Bart didn't have anything.
Yeah, didn't have anything.
Bart's Richie Simpson friend.
Oh, there we go.
I came back and he was christened Bart, and it's one of my favourite nicknames. I don't know why.
Yeah.
But yeah, he just had a grey pull,
a quarter zip.
Yeah.
Nice. Like, I mean, stylish, but not exactly.
He was trying to claim that because it was like knitted.
It was
a
jumper.
He was trying to claim it's like Christmassy type of jumper. I was like,
not having that.
No. Seba was wearing one he got for Secret Santa last year, which was the Messi jumper.
The Argentina one. It's a very good jumper, to be fair.
Very good jumper, and he wears it well.
Yeah.
Calum Norrie and Henko Venter turned up in the same one, so they were stuck together for the rest of the night.
I didn't notice that.
Yeah, they were. But what was actually quite funny was Henko brought a second one with him. I have no idea why.
So outfit change.
I changed halfway through the night.
Unsure to be fair, if I turned up dressed in the same Tom as Murray, I'd change the night as well.
Go home immediately.
Yeah, or just leave.
But no, there were some good ones. Ross Thompson.
RT.
He actually had a little boo-boo with his. So he went to a store in the morning, bought two because he wanted to have a couple of selections, let's say. And those new self-service checkouts that you get in close to.
Yeah.
So he did it himself, took them home, got home. realised that like the security tags were still on them. So I'd,
so he was beeping, is it? Yeah.
So, but the thing was, he didn't beep when he left when the store. Right. So he went down Byers Road at 6 o'clock at night, like going into shops, and like, please try and see if this will work. So he said he walked through every single one. He walked through it, just the alarms went off straight away. but he came back to the flat, and we had like pliers and a hacksaw and stuff. We managed to sort them out, but
as you do in the flat, yeah.
You had a hacksaw.
Just whipped up the hacksaw.
Yeah. Flat bonding activity. Bring out your hacksaws. Yeah.
So yeah, he had a little trouble with his, but we got there eventually.
Fair enough.
There was a couple of belters. Jamie Batty had a Mike Tyson one that said "Merry Christmas" on it. So that was Robert funny.
Nice.
And then Greg, he had a picture of Joe Biden in a Christmas hat, and it said "Happy Easter." So that got a lot of giggles.
Fine.
So that's those two were probably my favourites of the night.
Rory, what about you? Who are you picking for a Christmas jumper? You're allowed to say Murphy. You're right here.
I think Jamie Batty's Batty's pretty sounds pretty good.
Yeah. He pulls it off well, does that man?
Yeah.
What would you do to get a secret Santa, and who is a nightmare to buy for?
Well, that's very, what's the word for it?
Appropriate.
Very appropriate, because we had it literally, what's the time?
10 past 5.
4.5 hours ago.
There you go.
So, were you happy with yours? I must say, I am impressed by your gift. To
thank you. I know, it's meant to be a secret, but I was so right, impressed we'll I had to tell him.
very impressed. Yeah, you got my retro, would I say?
Yeah, from the 87 season.
Yeah, Liverpool jersey. Yeah. Very smart. I think a lot of boys were jealous, to be honest.
Yeah. Do we want to say who it is? Do we want to keep it a secret?
It was, we'll say it was Ollie Smith.
Ollie Smith, yeah.
So I was delighted when I pulled him out because I knew.
sorted.
And he had it on, like, it was the highest compliment he could have paid me. He put it on straight away, so yeah. It made my day, to be honest.
Can confirm he was walking around with it for the entirety of lunch.
Yeah. Yeah,
like, it was a full-on, full use of that shirt, so yeah. 10 out of 10.
Was chuffed.
Ali Miller.
Ali, yeah.
He had a good gift.
Yeah.
Oh, Ali Miller.
I'm reliably informed you saw Ali Miller's Secret Santa gift, Rory.
Yeah, it was a T-shirt of Franco on it, and he put it on Franco's chair when I was chatting to him.
Nice.
Yeah. Took Franco by a bit of a surprise in the team meeting. he got up and announced, he's like, right, if anyone wins my match again, this is what you're getting.
Staino was actually gutted he didn't get the T-shirt with Franco on it. He was like raging.
What did you get?
I got a Dolphin, Miami Dolphins bobble hat. So I was happy with that. We're quite a few of us now are quite big into our fantasy NFL.
Yeah.
And we've had to choose teams, so... Yeah. Dolphins was my team for some reason. I just went for them, and yeah, so it was big Max. He was obviously buzzing with it as well. He came over, he was like, "Oh, you're a Dolphins fan?" Bumping in, I was like, "Yeah." He's like, "Oh, yeah, I got you that. I got you that." So,
could you imagine if you'd said no at that
point? I know. I was like, "Nah, you got me this." So yeah, it was nice. He was chuffed with his effort, and so was I. So yeah,
nice.
What about you?
I haven't received mine yet, actually.
Oh dear,
so, Gregor Brown.
Late. Oh my word, he kept that quiet.
Yeah, he did.
That's heinous.
I was nearly in tears. But he says it's so good he would keep it himself.
Oh,
so
well,
it's meant to be arriving tonight.
He's obviously going to say that because he's that's just really angers me.
I know.
And it's because it's Gregor as well. That guy, Rory, he's
a bat nuisance.
Be like Darge.
He's not really, he's lovely.
But yeah, so he had me, and unfortunately I'm going home empty-handed.
Aww. That's so funny, because I put because a few guys weren't here today, so it was like, right, they didn't get their gift, and
working
I was like,
out.
Ollie Smith and myself kind of organised, and I was like, anyone just let me know if you've not received a gift, and you've been a loyal friend, to be fair to you, but I'm glad you've outed him now on this. So he can sing a Christmas song or something in the meeting tomorrow.
So we don't do fines anymore, but I feel like that's right up there from a fine point of view. Yeah.
Christmas.
You would have loved Ollie's present, his Secret Santa present to George Turner. It was an A4 picture of Johnny Matthews and some chocolate.
Framed as well, was it?
Framed,
not?
Yeah. Framed picture.
That was good. I think there's two ways to go for it. You can go funny like that, or the Franco T-shirt, or the good gift. And yeah, boys, there was a good mix of both, which is nice.
Who is the teammate that would sing Christmas songs 24/7?
Oh,
Now we're going to come to you for this, George, because you've been doing the rounds on social media based on the Children's Hospital visit last week.
Oh, I mean, touch on that quickly. That's
how
just,
great is that?
Oh, such a special night. Just those warriors in there, in them, their own right, and to try and, you know, put a bit of a smile on their face and at Christmas when they're going through so much, is, I think it's really powerful for the boys. So we had a great night. And, yeah, to spread some Christmas cheer singing carols is my idea of a great night. So
I think you and Xander singing Santa Goes Stuck Up the Chimney might possibly be my favourite video we've seen all year.
You could tell the kind of older ones in that group, because me and Xander are like busting out all the moves and stuff, and Max and Fez are kind of looking at each other like, when Santa got stuck?
It was the slight look of confusion on Fez, I think, that made it. Yeah, definitely.
I don't know who likes the Christmas songs.
No.
Apart from me.
Yeah, I was going to say. You were getting all the plaudits before when we got briefed, before we went to the hospital.
Yeah.
Everyone remembered George from 3 years ago.
Oh, the Frozen song.
The Frozen,
well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had to battle that. That was on Zoom, was so Zoom. I had a bit more courage to just go for it.
You don't strike me as a man who's short of confidence most of the time, to be fair, George.
When it comes to Christmas songs, no, I can rattle out a few.
Some stage fright in person, was it?
Yeah, I was. But, well, because my backing singers weren't quite up to scratch, Rory.
That's George asking you to come with him next year. Yeah.
Okay. So me and you can rock it out next year.
Clear your schedule for next December.
I don't know who I want to say. No, we've not got many singers. No one really sings that much.
Yeah. You were obviously at school when Xander was in the choir.
Xander was in the choir, that's right. He actually had an all right voice, to be fair. Not that I would ever, I don't know why I've said it on there. I'd never tell him that.
We'll redact that beat out.
We don't say many nice things to each other. You sang, do you?
I sang at the Children's Hospital with...
Go on then.
The floor is yours.
We ripped Jingle Bells, I think, 8-9 times. That was it. That's all we had in the pocket was me, Roscoe, Ollie, Darge, and Dobie. That was all we had was Jingle Bells.
Yeah, that's fair.
That's
nailed it as a classic, though.
Yeah. We had no requests either. We were wondering, was there any requests? But Jingle Bells was one that kept coming up.
Nice.
And then we really struggled for any Christmas jokes.
Having said that, we do have an excellent photo, and Molly's just reminded me by prompting you on this, of the new Glasgow Warriors version of Heaven 17.
Which is?
About the five of you stood under the Christmas tree looking like a 90s boy band.
I've not seen that.
Yeah.
No, there's a reason.
Really? Yeah, I don't want to see that.
Put it in black and white, it's an album cover, that's all I'm going to say.
Yeah. I'll say Cheese, actually. I've just thought of there. Cheese. Cheese is quite a festive guy. He can, I don't know if you've ever talked about him.
Yeah.
Basically every social he'll belt out Grant Stewart. Yeah. Cheese, another class nickname. He is very good at singing, and he always goes to Tom Jones. It's not unusual. But he had the tunes on in the gym the other day and was giving it a little. But he's quite a shy guy. He needs his liquid courage, usually, to get singing. So.
Probably not the best thing in a hospital, to be fair.
No. So yeah, I'll say Grant.
No.
Or Cheese.
Well, but what's your favourite Christmas song if you had to go to one?
Jingle Bells, probably.
Yeah, nice.
Same.
Luigi,
really?
That, no?
Come on, Rory. You've got to have more in the locker than Jingle Bells. No?
No.
Well, we've got Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Well, that's like carols, I guess, yeah.
Yeah, I suppose.
Yeah, fair. It's a classic.
Another one?
We will go for one more on this one.
And then?
And last then. One. Yeah. And then one more.
The last one, and then we keep going.
Which warrior puts their Christmas tree up earlier?
Oh, it'd be the earliest to stick it up.
I'm with you from earlier, by the way. First weekend or first day of December is acceptable.
I think staff went quite early this year. Yeah. He's quite an organised guy. Are you disagreeing with me? As if he? Oh, sorry. Yeah, I was like, no, he did. I promise. I'm not lying. He's just, he's quite an organised bloke. So I think he was, it wasn't like really, really early. But yeah, he's the kind of guy that would get it stuck up there early.
Fair. Murphy, there's a smile on your face here.
No, we're all good.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I know exactly what you meant, George.
Just got some in my throat.
back to who'd get it?
Christmas trees.
Yeah. I know Gussie had it up pretty early. Yep. That was because he was getting prompted by Jenny.
Hangy-pangy,
yeah. He was getting pushed by Jenny to get it up as quick as possible. My 3-foot tree
Oh, we touched on this last year. Yeah. Your tree that has one bauble.
Well, funnily enough, I've actually lost.
Your tree now has no baubles.
So I had three baubles.
Right.
But I've lost them all. And I turned my flat upside down to try to find it.
You realise that they're quite popular. They're sold in a lot of shops.
I know, but it's like, I was going to do a thing where I'd add one every year to the tree. So I'd buy a new bauble every year. And by the end of like, when I'm 50, I'd have 50 baubles.
When you take your tree down last year, did you just like hide them in different spots on the flat?
I have no idea. So I was looking everywhere. Couldn't find them. And then one of my Secret Santa gifts last year was like mini baubles that you attach to like your beard and stuff.
Yeah.
And they had like wee jingles in them as well. So I put them on the tree instead. So they've now actually got 8 baubles, but they're like tiny.
I mean, yeah. You've probably got about the net gain of 0, the amount of bauble coverage.
So if anyone's seen my baubles anywhere, return them please, because I'm in...
And Murphy's home address is...
I know.
Yeah. You and your baubles.
Honestly.
One last one.
Go for it.
And it's Rory. This one's from you.
Murphy's got it written down.
This one was sent in.
This was the one that sparked the Christmas planning for you. So this is all you. And you can answer this one as well.
Right. Out of the Warriors, who is the biggest Grinch in the whole squad? This was from yourself.
Yeah. Saving the tough one till last.
Who would you go?
Someone won't have a tree, I bet. Someone will have put.
Well, Murphy's got three baubles.
Yeah, do you? I can't.
I know who's not got a tree.
I'm getting to that stage where most of our little... Not that I have a friendship crew. We're all friends here. But the guys that I will hang around with on a regular basis are all like now got young families. So Christmas is quite a big thing. So we're all like pretty mad into it. I don't want to say bye because it's not true, but I've got bad Santa of him in my mind now. I'd love to see that. Yeah. But no, he's not. I don't say he's a Grinch. No. He's just a pretty like laid back bloke.
Yeah, could see that.
I know for certain that Ollie and Jack do not have a tree or one piece of tinsel up in the flat.
That's unacceptable.
It's just sad, isn't it?
I know it's sad. And I know Steno would not be happy because he roasted me for him having a 3-foot tree and I thought I was doing enough having that. So the fact that they've got nothing.
Yeah, having no tree is far worse.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. At least I'm making a bit of an effort.
Yeah.
Rory, who do you reckon? Are you going looks-wise? Who looks most like the Grinch?
So who's green and hairy, basically?
But who do you reckon would be the Grinch of the squad?
I think Jack Mann, because like you said, he had no Christmas tree up. So
yeah, he is a bit of a Grinch.
Murphy approves.
Yeah, no, I 100% agree.
100%.
Who else is just? I mean, Chuckles would be quite an obvious choice for.
For the record, Chuckles being.
Chuckles is Fraser Brown.
Yep.
You can work out why we call him Chuckles. We all love him dearly, but Who else?
Do you reckon Demo's got a tree up in his
Demo, family? Great shout. I can't imagine Demo being into Christmas.
There's no way.
No. Yeah, Demo, Chuckles. Yeah, probably out of those two, it's probably your best bet for a Grinch.
Fair enough.
Yeah. What a film, by the way.
Fantastic film. Favourite Christmas film, just as we finish Christmas? It doesn't have to be
a
Warriors
related. This is a question before the last question, isn't it?
The question before the last question before the last question.
I'm going to go last because I want to hear you guys and not judge.
All right.
My top two is Elf and the Grinch.
Nice. Rory?
But I feel it's pretty standard.
Home Alone, probably.
Sound. It's a Wonderful Life. Every day of the week.
Yeah.
Every day of the week.
That's good. I like all those, but Klaus is a bit of a left fielder. You guys might not even have seen it. Have you seen it on Netflix?
I don't think so.
It's a cartoon. But it's not many good Christmas films have come out in the last few years, but Klaus for me, my brother actually told me to watch it. And the first 10 minutes are a bit slow, so you need to bear with it. But it's brilliant. I do like the Grinch thing.
Are you taking money off of them or something?
Hey, Klaus.
It? Yeah, you're promoting it.
Yeah.
In cinemas now.
Buy Klaus. Buy Netflix and get Klaus. It's Christmas Eve, get that on. You'll be feeling nice and warm and fuzzy.
All right.
Amazing.
Amazing. On that note.
Merry Christmas, every Warrior fan out there listening to the Squadcast.
Yes, indeed. And we will see you, hopefully, at Scotson this Friday. First leg of the 1872 Cup against Edinburgh. It's sold out, but there might be some tickets that become available last minute. Keep your eye on our social media channels. We will more than likely see you after the new year. This is probably our last one of 2023. So, Murphy, it has been a pleasure for the last calendar year.
Yep, same to you.
George, it's been a pleasure this evening.
Thanks, guys. Merry Christmas.
Indeed. Rory, it has been beyond a pleasure for this. Thank you very much for coming in, and thank you for keep sending these questions. And please continue in 2024, yeah, because Murphy and I are struggling to keep them up every week. But thank you again.
Thanks, Rory. Thank God you were here.
Yeah, very much so. And thank you for tuning in, Warrior Nation. We as appreciate it, as always. In the meantime, from Murphy, from George, from Rory and myself, all the joy and happiness of the festive season, and we wish you a very Merry Christmas and a happy 2024 when it comes.
Smooth.